You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk about a caller we had on the show yesterday. I want to say it was PJ. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was PJ that we were talking to.
Yep.
Yesterday morning, and he said something about how over the weekend he had, gone out with somebody. And we were quizzing him on it, blah, blah, blah. And then his line was, yeah, we're taking it slow. We're taking this relationship slow.
Yep. They really like each other, he said.
And I immediately told Jeremy, I said, we got to talk about this on the show because I think you have questions. Like, you want to know what does that exactly mean?
Because you hear it quite a bit when people get together and all of a sudden they're really smitten with each other and they're like, whoa, we're going to just take this slow.
Right.
And I think I might have asked him that yesterday and then made some jokes about driving like 10 miles an hour. Under to the restaurant and then sitting there and chewing really slow.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Hey,
living life in slow motion.
We're taking it slow.
So that's the conventional wisdom.
Yeah.
And everyone will tell you that. Your friends will tell you that. The self-help books will tell you that. Oprah will tell you that. Take it slow. Take it slow.
Don't ruin it. Take it slow.
Right.
And isn't that the thing? It's like you feel like when you meet somebody and you click so good all of a sudden, you're like, whoa. I do want to take this slow so I don't throw a monkey wrench into this somehow and ruin it because right now it is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to pump the brakes a little bit.
Pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes, bro. So what is that then? What is taking it slow, Dom?
That's what I'm saying.
What is it?
I don't know.
Like,
I think it's a thing to sell books because I am going to suggest to you, Mr. Jeremy Padgett, and to the world, that advice is backwards.
You say dive right in. Move in together on the second date.
Not move in together. But taking it slow, I think, is bad advice. And I'm going to tell you why. And then you can either agree with me.
Okay,
and tell me to know. Or tell me to shut up. The problem is that we have a finite amount of time on this planet. And you have a finite amount of time to find the person who's right for you. I am proposing to you that when you, quote, take it slow, you are dragging out unnecessarily a process whose one goal is to determine if you are right for each other. The whole concept of dating is like a job interview, right? You got to find out if it's the right fit for you. There are so many different landmark moments in relationships that are critical, I believe, in finding out if the person you are with is the person you should be with. Okay. And when you take it slow, you either A, don't get to those things, or it takes you a year and a half. Then you discover, oh, we're not right for each other. I just blew a year and a half taking it slow. So I think.
So you say you want to figure out if it's a train wreck within a couple weeks?
No, not necessarily a couple of weeks, but there's a big difference between 2 or 3 months and a year and a half. And so I've heard people say, we're going to take it really slow. We're not going to do these things.
But you can still take it fast and still be together then, boom, for a year and a half. And then something happens and you're like, oh, it all falls apart. I mean, this is no guarantee that this is going to, there's no guarantee.
There's nothing that is a guarantee in love. But what I'm saying is, why wait?
Okay, but then we're back.
To find out if someone is compatible with you.
We are back to what do you need to do then? What are the steps to quickly find out somebody is compatible? Just as what is taking it slow?
Well, okay, I'll give you one example. There are a lot of people who, when they start dating, they want to take it slow. So they're like, we're only going to see each other like once a week.
Okay.
I know somebody started dating and they see each other every 2 weeks. Once every two weeks.
See, that's
because they're taking it slow.
That's too slow.
And in my brain, I'm going, how ridiculous.
That's
you need
slow.
To see each other pretty darned often.
Yes.
So you can find out what they're like on their good days, what they're like on their bad days, what they're like when blah, 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 what they're like when they've had a bad day at work.
That's a snail's pace. I mean, there is a difference between taking it slow, maybe you seeing each other 2 or 3 times a week versus every 2 weeks. At that point, it's like, what's the point? You're just friends.
Well, I'm using that as an example, but that's what I'm talking about is that I think you want to expose yourself and don't make a joke. You want to expose yourself and have them expose themselves to you a little bit more frequently and in more situations so you can make a decision that's based on a lot of data.
Yes, I agree.
Because right now people are trying to make relationship decisions based on very little data. Why? Because they're taking it slow. Why? What's this whole take? It's I guarantee you, like, it was started by one person to sell a book, and everyone has, like, jumped on board.
You're probably right. I mean, my version of taking it slow would probably be like three times a week we're hanging out.
Great.
And we're just going. That is essentially taking it slow, and I like that because if you will eventually end up hitting it off and staying together for a long time, these are the best parts, essentially. You're kind of savoring the beginning. That's the butterfly phase, you know, when you're super excited to see each other still.
I agree with
you. And taking it slow is just like, we're enjoying this little process here before we jump in the sack together or move in or...
Well, I got no problem with that either.
Well, I know you do.
Because you want to find data on that, too. I'm sorry. I am so sorry that this doesn't sound romantic to people, but... people are completely either sexually compatible or they're not.
Sure.
That's just a fact.
Sure, absolutely.
And I'm saying you better find that out. I didn't say on the first date.
But no, no. But
the
isn't
people are
there
like,
kind
we're
of a
wait
fun
a year
and,
before we...
Well,
like,
that's
oh,
ridiculous,
come on.
Too. But there needs to be kind of a fun anticipation buildup.
Well,
you know,
okay.
You're flirty still a little bit. And then you go out for one night with a couple of drinks and then things happen, you know?
But it's not just, you know, the amount of time, like three times a week, four times a week. It's not just, you know, the first time you get your freak on. It's things like the landmark moments, like meeting family, going on trips together. I say, man, if you've been going out for 2 or 3 weeks, go on a weekend somewhere.
Absolutely.
Find out what they're
that.
Like to travel with.
Go have fun. Yeah, go get a hotel somewhere.
I mean, it's not like if you do that, you are locking yourself in. Well, now we got to get married because we've taken a trip together. No, you're compiling data.
Yeah.
And I'm just... I want to know what our listeners have to say about this. Do they think it's a bunch of BS? I suggested to Mr. Jeremy Padgett, I said, I think that advice is backwards. I think you should speed the process up because dating is a collection of data to find out if you are compatible with someone. Why do you want to take 2 years to find out if you work with someone or not? Find out as soon as you can.
I'm thinking your 2 years is a little long, but...
fine! What if people take a year out of their life? How many of our listeners right now have wasted a year in a relationship?
Probably quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, I wish I had known sooner.
We got calls, man.
We got jammed phone lines. We're going to try to get to as many as we can, so we might be quick with each of you callers. Don't be upset with us. Ruth, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Super.
We're great. What do you think about this?
I think, like you're saying, Dom, is you have to collect the data, but life's too short. I met my husband actually on the road, and he came for a date night and stayed the night, and we were together ever since then. And then we've been together, married, and together for 30 years. So
met him on the road.
What were you doing on the road?
What were you doing on the road?
Were you, like, laying on the road?
It's not like you're a street
walker.
Was there
an accident?
I hope that wasn't.
Did you
case.
Trip and fall?
We're just kidding, Ruth.
We're just joking,
kidding.
Ruth. Well, we're happy for you.
Congratulations to
huge.
You. And thank you for that call. We appreciate that. Here's Sarah. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
So what do you think?
I think you got to go fast because I'm in that same situation where my person wants to slow it down, but I kind of need to know, am I wasting my time or are we going to work?
How long have you guys been together right now? First of all, yeah.
Like 3 years.
Oh, my God.
And he still wants
he
to
wants
take,
to take it,
it
slow?
He or she still wants to take it slow?
He doesn't want to do the living situation. We've been on maybe one trip, and that was last year. I've met the family
Sarah,
once.
Move on, Sarah.
Let's move on.
Move on.
Don't stay.
That's my issue. I'm like, what do I do?
You're going to need to move on. You said you've met his family once in 3 years?
Yeah.
Come on.
This is a guy who's just got you as a placeholder.
He's stringing you along. Stop it.
You can do better.
You're better than that.
You can do better. Listen, thank you for calling our show.
What the huh?
Yeah, that's a...
The
we all know
writing
that,
is on the wall.
Is. Do you know how many women are listening to our show right now? And guys. And they're nodding their head saying, yeah, I've been with a guy like that.
Stop it. That's not good.
Yeah.
You are gotta truly wasting your life.
Adrian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm kind of in the middle about, like, taking it slow. For me, it's about, like, seeing each other about 2 days a week, but I agree that, like, you need to collect that data. I just broke things off with a guy because he just wasn't asking any questions about me, and I think was just more interested in seeing all the great, shiny, bright parts. And I think you need to kind of collect that data as soon as possible.
Are they really shiny? First of all,
I need to see a doctor about that.
I can see my reflection. Don't you like though, if you are taking it slow in the beginning of just like being courted and spoiled and wooed a little bit and just made to feel special?
Yeah, but you can do that,
don't
you
like
can do that?
That?
Taking it fast,
but don't you like that over like a month of just kind of feeling special and
but
maybe 2
what
months?
What difference does it make? I don't understand why you can't date special. For a month and still get all of that special.
Because like I said earlier, it's the ooey gooey phase. It's your chance to be spoiled for a couple months before you're like feel all this pressure of like, oh, now I need to decide my life.
What you're saying, but why can't you do the data collection
can't.
While you're getting the ooey gooey stuff?
Exactly.
How? I don't get it.
I know a lot about him, and he didn't really want to know like all of the stuff about me.
I'm glad you moved on. I'm glad you moved on.
Tell us about you.
We gotta run. Thank you for a great call. We wish you all the best. We're going to try to fit in at least one more call. It's Sean. Sean, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Fine, thank
you. Here's one way that I look at it, Sean, and tell me if I'm crazy or not. But it's almost like you go to a restaurant. Why do you go to a restaurant? You go to a restaurant to eat. Why do you date someone? So that you can meet someone to spend your life with, maybe. You go to a restaurant and they bring out this dessert that looks wonderful. Let's say it's this like one of those molten chocolate cakes, and they set it on the table and they're like, all right, we want you to have one bite and then put your fork down and wait about an hour. And then you can take your fork and you can have
another.
Why
would you wait an hour? Why can't you just wait 30 minutes?
Wait? It's like you want to find out what it is. You want to taste that
cake.
Well,
that same analogy, you go to your fancy, steakhouses and spend $100 on a really nice steak. Are you going to fly through it in 15 seconds, or are you going to savor the moment, savor the steak for 30 minutes?
But I'm not going to let them set it on the table in front of me and tell me that I can't eat it for the next 45
minutes. No,
no,
you can eat it, but in your case, you want to eat it in 15 seconds. Whereas I want to eat it over 30 minutes.
I don't want to just stare at it for an hour.
No, an hour's too long.
I want to try it.
I told you earlier, there are cases where this slow is way too slow.
Look, we can disagree
on
this.
We're good,
Tom. Absolutely fine.
Now I want steak.
I think people should not take it slow. Sean, I'm sorry.
It's all right. We got
to finish. What do you think?
Go ahead.
No worries. I would say that, you got to know the crazy pretty fast before you realize it's crazy.
Thank you.
Is that you? Are you bringing the crazy? Just out of curiosity.
I am not.
Okay, good.
My brother was married for 3 years and then told his wife that she was too fat, and then he was upset that
God.
That she didn't comfort him and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I got fat and I can't lose."
Well,
this is a whole other issue.
That's a whole other discussion. That's not even what we're talking about. But
don't go back to the dessert analogy at this point, Dom.
I know. Sean, you are delightful. Thank you for being on the show.
Good luck.
Take care.
See you later. That one's awkward.
I don't know how to tell you this, but I feel like the majority of the callers agreed with me.
Oh, they so did. That's fine.
Hurry
it
up.
Right.
Find out. What'd she say? You got to find the crazy.
Find the crazy.
That kind of made my whole day.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in. You guys rock.
You guys are the best.